One problem Mike Johanns will face if he's confirmed, soybean rust. The disease has surfaced in the U.S. for the first time, and it could have a devastating impact on the nation's second-largest crop. Tests confirm soybean rust in at least 9 states, including Missouri, Arkansas, Tennessee, and most of the Deep South. It's likely to spread to the Midwest next planting season. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
Agriculture Inspector Richard Wingard and Extension plant pathologist Ed Sikora are walking along the edge of a 90-acre soybean field in South Alabama. Most of the plants are brown, with dried pods drooping from the stalks. But here on the edge, a few tattered green leaves remain.
Right here, Richard.
They pick a leaf and peer through small eye lenses at its underside.
Mm-hmm.
Positive?
Yes, sir.
They've just discovered another patch of soybean rust. Sikora describes the fungus.
It's almost like a pustule, like a pimple, and you look underneath a hand lens, it looks like a volcano, and the spores are erupting through that epidermis.
Those spores ride the wind on breezy days like this one and spread from field to field. The disease kills back the leaves, affecting the plant's ability to photosynthesize and produce soybeans. As Sikora and Wingard place the infected leaves into plastic bags to ship off to federal labs, farmer Donald Underwood stops by.
What about it? Found anything?
We found one so far. We're going to look a little more here, but it appears it's here.
Well, what are we going to do?
Prepare for next year.
Like $5 beans, what are you going to prepare for? Don't plant?
No, we can manage it with fungicides, but it's the thing is going to, you know, increase your input costs on your production, and we're looking at probably at least 2 fungicide applications next year.
The real impact of soybean rust will be felt next season, since the disease can overwinter on a variety of plants in the South, including the prolific kudzu. Up to 80% crop losses have been seen in South America and Africa. Scientists estimate soybean rust could cause economic losses up to $2 billion a year in the U.S., the world's largest soybean producer. The first case of soybean rust here was discovered about 3 weeks ago in Louisiana.
And then all hell breaks loose.
Dr. Tom Johnson is plant pest administrator for the Alabama Department of Agriculture.
Federal government gets involved, everyone from Homeland Security to the FBI, because this disease is on the bioterrorist disease watch list. It is that devastating.
But officials soon concluded that the soybean rust was not put here intentionally, but blew in on Hurricane Ivan in September, a year or two sooner than models had predicted it would arrive in the United States. There's no known cure for soybean rust, and resistant seed varieties are years away from development. So, Johnson says, farmers' only defense is to spray experimental fungicides.
Basically, what it means is it's going to be very dang difficult for soybean farmers to make a profit.
Baldwin County farmer Donald Underwood says it may drive some growers out of the soybean business.
I've been raising these things for 40 years, and they think I'm the last of the Mohicans, you know, that I'm going to be raising them forever. But this might be the straw that broke it.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Baldwin County, Alabama.